little taste of blues.
Is that okay with everybody?
Huh?
All right. Shit, speak up. Go ahead.
Thank you.
The Allman Brothers Band on Strange Currency. I'm Jed Bodwin. That is music from the LP Brothers and Sisters, or actually the Super Deluxe edition of it, a live reading of the tune The Brothers in A Minor. And at the top, from Live at Ludlow Garage in 1970, Dreams. And Dickie Betts, of course, a founding member of the Allman Brothers Band, coming much more into his own as a composer after the death of Dwayne Allman in 1971. Greg Allman, who had composed much of the band's initial catalog, was bereft at the loss of his brother and never really quite recovered in the 1970s, although he did have some promising solo releases during that time. The Allman Brothers Band eventually breaking up in the early 1980s, reuniting later in that decade and having a long run thereafter, although Dickie Betts left the group in the year 2000. One of the things that he did do to ensure the longevity of the Allman Brothers Band was bring in a member of his solo group, Warren Haynes, who, of course, these days leads the group Government Mule. And we will hear more Allman Brothers Band music coming up a little bit later on this episode of Strange Currency. We'll hear Dickie Betts as a solo artist and with the group Great Southern. And after this short break, a salute to him from the Dean Wien Group.